I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the Polynesian football pipeline starts in Samoa and Tonga and then runs through Utah? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Big football game coming up next week, and one of the quarterbacks who's going to be involved said this week that, quote, his race and skill set scare a lot of people. Is Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers right about that?
Scared is not the word. Makes uncomfortable, yes. Forces idiotic hot takes into the columns and radio shows of America, yes. Scares, I think, is a little bit much.
Well, maybe his skill set should scare the Denver Broncos. A prediction, however, is in order from you. The wise guys have made Cam Newton and the Panthers the favorite over the Broncos. Sound about right?
This is going to be interesting because the only thing last weekend that was almost as impressive as Cam Newton is the way the Denver defense handled Tom Brady and the Patriots. So it's a fascinating matchup.
Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Wiedemann suspended indefinitely after cross-checking a referee from behind during a game on Wednesday. He will have an in-person hearing on Tuesday, and of course he has maintained that the hit was unintentional. I'm sure that by now you've seen the video. What do you think?
It wasn't unintentional, and Dennis Wiedemann's in a lot of trouble. I think he should lose the rest of this season and a piece of next season, too. You cannot allow athletes to put hands on officials. That is what really turns things into WWE.
I understand that if you're reading a team press release about how brilliantly the goalie on the New York Riveters of the National Women's Hockey League played, you have to be just a little skeptical, right?
Conflict of interest, Bill. I think we should get the Columbia Journalism Review on this immediately. Yes, the goalie for the Riveters is also a PR worker for the club and coincidentally married to the goalie at the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, a fair amount of puck-stopping ability in one family, but I bet she never played badly, at least as far as the press release is concerned. The 2016 NHL All-Star Game takes place this weekend. We have spoken before of the great stuff All-Stars get in their goodie bags when they check into their hotel rooms. But I wonder if any hockey All-Star has ever had it as good as the ones currently gathered in Nashville.
Yes, they're giving them Gibson Les Paul guitars and whiskey. They're giving them a complete Keith Richard gift pack.
I was going to say, it reminds me of the wonderful line from Dr. Strangelove. Fella could have himself a pretty good time in Vegas with this.
Exactly right.
Big game entertainment is always a big story, of course, Charlie. Next weekend's Super Bowl will feature Coldplay, and next month's NBA All-Star Game will feature Sting. You okay with that?
Coldplay, no, but Beyonce, yes. Sting, okay, fine. I don't know what relevance he has to the people playing in the NBA All-Star game at this point.
The Cleveland Cavaliers entered the weekend on top of the NBA's Eastern Conference, and then they recently fired their head coach, David Blatt. Did LeBron James have his fingers crossed behind his back when he said he had nothing to do with Blatt's termination?
Yes, I think he had both fingers crossed behind his back, and I think he was winking and nodding, and blind horses everywhere got the message.
Shaquille O'Neal said this week that he wants his son to play basketball at his alma mater, which is LSU. It's kind of nice to hear that Shaq has such warm feelings about the place, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's also nice that he's pointing out that he made a pretty good living playing at LSU before he got to the pros.
That's great. I want my son to go there. They paid me pretty well.
They pay really well.
Charlie, a Minnesota high school girls basketball team was recently kicked out of its league for being too good. I particularly like the response of one member of the Rogers Area Youth Basketball Association team. Her name is Tessa McCarthy, and she asked, are we supposed to play worse just to make them happy?
Yes, and I think she would be correct in pointing out that in many cases that's called point shaving, and you could go to jail for it.
Well, I have a suggestion. Coaches around the world have always said, okay, kids, play the second half left-handed.
Actually, that's not a bad idea because you can use the practice on your left hand because being ambidextrous is the way to become a better basketball player.
Without any question. Finally, Charlie, swimmer Michael Phelps, very good at winning Olympic medals. He has a record 18 of them. He's also really good at distracting free throw shooters. Do you think he was inspired by the simulated birth technique last week by Ohio high school students?
I mean, I don't know, but at Arizona State, where he's training to make one last swim at the Olympics, he showed up wearing nothing but his Speedo and several of his gold medals, which are actual gold medals, and surrounded by two guys who also took their shirts off, who really shouldn't have, and did a little dance. And I'd say good for him, but I'd bet all the money in your pocket, Bill, that somebody on the International Olympic Committee is going to go crazy for him having, you know, demean the medals they were good enough to give him.
Well, we should mention, just to complete this story, that the guy he was trying to distract did, in fact, miss the foul shot. So these distractions work.
They actually do work, don't they?
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.